Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
On Thursday, I had a chance to visit with North Dakota U.S. Senator John Hovind to go over some of the recent ag issues he's been tackling.
But are you happy with the speed of the assistance programs like the ERP and the ELRP that's coming out? I guess that would be the old WIP Plus.
Well, I would have liked it to have been out sooner, but I got to tell you, I work with these guys that were, all of Zach and Robert and all these guys. I mean, I have good relationships with them. I work with them. We passed that legislation. I worked to get it back end of September. So I wanted it out sooner, and I purposely wrote it in a way that I thought would make it easier to get out. For example, the farm assistance really is WIP Plus, and I use that. That's the legislation I put in there. So both the funding, which is about $10 billion nationwide, and the legislation, I had that all set to go, so that took longer than it should. And then on the livestock side, which was about $1 billion, that I left open, and again with the idea that give flexibility to move it faster. Now the way they've come up with to distribute it is good. So it has taken longer. They're moving on it now. In both cases, the first round of livestock assistance, emergency livestock relief program, and the first round of the WIP Plus, which now they want to call the emergency relief program. Both cases, the first round is out. Now, they need to get the second round out, but they need a fix on the lowest cattle weight portion, which they've told me they will do. Zach might have talked about that more after I left. And then on for the guys on prevented plant on the farm side. So it's taking a little longer, but they're getting it out, and now there's just some additional fixes that we need to make sure we get in there.
I have to ask you, so I don't normally ever hear a federal administrator like Zach Duchesneau, but he seems like every time he speaks, we're talking about like the head of the FSA. He gives out his phone number and email address. Have you ever seen that before?
Isn't he great? Isn't he great? I mean, I really like the guy. He's a cattle producer from South Dakota. He was the Doug Goring of South Dakota. He was their, ag secretary down there. And so, he knows our part of the world. He's Western South Dakota rancher. And, he's a good guy. I mean, he's always trying for us. I mean, I think he runs into some challenges with the administration. I feel the administration, whether it's on ag or anything else, that too much red tape, too much bureaucracy, they're holding us up and they need to quit it. But I think Zach's trying for us.
Ocean Shipping Reform Act, are you happy with how that turned out?
Yeah, and again, implementation there is key. But that actually should help our producers get access to containers. And as you know, a lot of those containers have been going back empty, and so we've got to stop that. We give the Federal Maritime Commission the authority to say, hey, Maloney, we get a shot, and not just our farmers and so forth, but our manufacturers, our farmers, we get to put product in those containers. They shouldn't be going back after.
We're going to jump over to Devil's Lake. You had a roundtable discussion up there. That was yesterday. I don't even know how you keep track of where you are because I can't. But you had a chance to visit with the Devil's Lake Chamber, the folks, agricultural producers. You also talked about energy. So what? Just maybe give us a minute or two of the takeaway of what you talked about in Devil's Lake.
Yeah, there we really got into the inflation and how it's hitting them. And, of course, ag policy, again, that's a good farm area. And then we always focus in on with the lake region on issues with the lake. That's prairie potholes. So, again, going back to making sure our guys aren't getting held up by NRCS and all these different, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, making sure that they're being treated well so that they can get out there and farm. Vitally important. All that stuff, though, correlates back to what we're seeing with inflation. This is a big problem. It's hitting people every day at the pump. It's hitting people every day in the grocery store. And that's why I say the Biden administration has got to take the handcuffs off our energy producers. We've got to produce more oil and gas right here at home, right here in North Dakota. We can do it. Yeah. But we've got to help our guys do it rather than hold them up. And so we really got into that in some detail, because obviously that's something that hits everybody, in their pocketbook every day.
Again, that's North Dakota Senator John Hovind. This is Inside Agriculture.